Now, the rest of the story. Lillian was always being asked about the origin of that romantic custom, and always she'd had to reply that she did not know, until one day Lillian decided that she was going to discover how it all began. And 6 decades ago, her research concluded, and the conclusions of historian Lillian Eichler comprise today's rest of the story. The names of the people involved have long since been forgotten, and likewise precisely when. Suffice it to say that it happened once upon a time. The young miller was well known and well loved in his hometown, which was in Holland, and he was something else. He was chronically poor. Now, please do not misunderstand. This miller was a hard-working fellow. He may have been the most industrious member of his community, but he had a weakness. He had a soft heart, and whenever one of the townsfolk would be in distress or in need, the young miller came to his or her aid with money or bread or flour. Yet such a great friend of the poor was he that he often found himself one of them. And then one springtime, this same young miller fell in love. Tradition has it that the young lady was quite beautiful, although in any case the miller thought so. Problem was that her daddy was one of the few townspeople who did not admire the miller's generosity. He, the father, had another man picked out for his daughter, a prosperous pig farmer with a herd of more than 100. So one imagines the inevitable conversation between father and daughter to have followed the familiar lines of reasoning. First the daughter's protesting dad's insensitivity to her feelings, her future, and then daddy's stern resolve to prevent the mistake of his little girl's lifetime. But it was her life, the daughter says. She is too young to know what's best, the father says, and so on and on. Until finally it was apparent that the stubborn young lady would have her way no matter what, to which the father replied that if she was determined to be poor in life, she might as well have a head start. There would be no dowry for her wedding. Well, it is a credit to the young lady's persistence that she accepted her father's ultimatum and promptly proceeded to make plans for the ceremony. But that was only the beginning. You remember all of those needy folks whom the miller had assisted with gifts of money and bread? Remember how generously he had always been helping others? Well, when those people learned that he was getting married, and that the bride's father so disapproved that he refused to present the traditional dowry, guess what? The miller's friends decided to put together a dowry themselves. Their gifts were not extravagant, a Dutch vase, a few plates, a bit of linen, a new pot, but these friends assembled with their presents, and they went to the girl's house in a happy procession, and all of these people whom he had previously assisted gave gifts to her. You might say they just showered her with gifts. That's right. This spontaneous Dutch treat, this tribute to a young man's generosity and a young woman's love, this is what initiated the custom of the bridal shower. And now you know the rest of the story.